State water table A. We have had conversations with the city of Morro Bay to utilize their unused state water allocation. Right now, they have a little bit over 1,300 acre feet, plus drought buffer on top of that, and they utilize about 1,000 acre feet. So there is some unutilized state water that could help offset some of their costs, and if we can come to an agreement on how to structure that. And then the last option is to secure some portion of the county's unallocated state water allocation, which is okay, except then you still don't have treatment capacity at Colonial Pass. So you are limited in some ways on when capacity is available. So this is the unallocated part of that equation. Flood control district has 25,000 acre feet. The subcontractors with drought buffer take up about 10,500 acre feet. So there's still 14,423 acre feet available. And the county board of supervisors have indicated they want to move that allocation off the books. So it's off property taxes for people not utilizing state water. So back on October 6th, I took a report back on where we were at. So the board action at that time was, first one was send a correspondence to county expressing the district's interest in acquiring state water. That was something that the county requested that the CSD do to make an official, you know, from our board of directors, a statement of interest. They directed me to continue negotiations to secure the water, just as I just talked about. And they want to move forward with the environmental work that's doing the CEQA work, which we found a funding source and will be moving forward once I work out some issues with the county in terms of making sure once we move a project along like this, we'll be able to tap into the state Chorro Valley pipeline. So anyway, we'll probably do that during this fiscal year to look at getting the project secured. That will also open us up to be able to apply for grant funding and look for other funding sources. So with that, I can answer any questions.
Thank you, Ron. We'll bring it back to the board for questions. Do we have any questions? So I just have one question about the environmental work. The three options, have you identified which option? Are you gonna do environmental work on all three or just one specific one?
The one specific one, the one going to east on Quintana.
Okay. Okay, move to public comment.
If you'd like to make a public comment and you're online, please raise your hand. And if you're in the boardroom, please come up to the podium, or actually you'll have to come up to the laptop most likely. And I'm going to go ahead and take public comment online first, and then I will take it in the boardroom.
Okay.
All right, Deborah, can you please unmute yourself and speak for a second and we'll make sure you're heard.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you great, board. Or Ron, can you hear her well?
Yes.
Hi, Ron.
Perfect. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, Deborah Howe with the Los Osos Community Advisory Council. I'm also chair of the Active Transportation Committee. We are very much in support of this because we see it as an opportunity to create a trail, a bike and pedestrian trail that would connect Los Osos to Morro Bay. We think that there could be additional funding options if we were to do this as a joint project with that in mind. That's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Patrick, you just have to unmute yourself.
Thank you very much. Ron, I think we just started recording this about halfway through your presentation. So could you bring up the charts also on the cost and also the map of where you think the pipeline would be going, just so people that weren't there in the beginning could see what we're talking about, maybe taking some screenshots or something. Thank you very much, and I appreciate it.
I would add that this presentation was posted to the Los Osos Basin Management Committee's website, so if anybody missed those pieces, they can access it there.
It was very difficult to hear you, but you said that this presentation was posted to the BMC website, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. There's no more public comment online. So if somebody's in the boardroom wants to make a public comment, please come up to the computer.
Okay. We are ready.
I apologize for the inconvenience. Thank you.
Hey, I used to run a camp for kids, and this is like every day you have to do something. Becky McFarland, Los Osos. And I just want to say I'm of two minds about this project. One is, you know, just looking at the big picture in the state and with drought and even with this 14,000 acre sheet, that water's not guaranteed. A lot of it is evaporating. And as I did in a presentation before, showed that the area we get water from has had significant wildfire damage to it and has damaged the ability of that area to hold snowpack. So that's my concern, that, you know, the water will really be there. And I do agree that someday, you know, 20, 25 years down the line, this could be useful if there's desal water. But I really think we shouldn't be counting on this once in a while 200 acre feet to do anything to help the basin metrics here in Los Osos. So that's just my take, looking at the big picture with climate change, with the drought that we're having now, the worst in 1200 years. I mean, we could be trending to many more years of cycles like this. Thank you.
We have no more public comment in the room. We get back to the board.
There's no more online.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion on this from the board?
I think Becky summed it up pretty well. It's expensive and it's not something you do lightly just because, but given the situation in the future and the uncertainty and the fact that nothing can be done without that, whether it's desal or state water or anything else, I just think we have to move ahead with the exploration of this. So it seems to be spending good.
Yeah, and I agree with that. You know, I do appreciate Ron and staff and the district board taking the lead on this to initiate it. I definitely want to have Golden State help support in any way we can along the line, because I think you're right. You know, right now there's a lot of unknowns of how valuable that pipe's going to be, but I think one of the significant factors is a lot of the county's efforts and willingness to help regional water supplies with their allocation. And so that hasn't been available in you know, since the existence of state water. That's a big factor there. So I think, you know, timing is right for this, and having that pipeline will open opportunities down the road, even though we don't know what those opportunities are today. So thanks again, district. Okay, we'll move to item six, consent agenda. Turn it over to you, Dan.
So on the consent agenda for this month's meeting, we have the updated budget register, as well as meeting minutes from the October 19th meeting, and updated meeting minutes from the September 21st, 2022 meeting, reflecting input provided by the BMC directors. So, happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
I have one that pretty much every question I come up with as I'm reading gets answered as I proceed down further in the report. But I want to make sure about this. So in the 2022 budget, item 9, lower aquifer monitoring well improvement, we're not spending item 9, it looks like. We haven't yet. And now, is that?
Can you please make sure you're speaking into the laptop? I'm so sorry. It's very difficult to hear you.
Is that part of the improvement to LA 13 at the Farrell Street well that the CSD will be doing by the end of the year?
And then I noticed that we don't have similar money budgeted for this current year, and yet we have two more wells I thought we were going to try and improve. Is that just that it's going to take so long to get the title transfer and all that approved before we can get to that work that it's not in this year's budget? And that's kind of just what I wanted to clear up.
Yeah, no, good question. The $25,000 in the 2022 budget, yes, is slated to fund a portion of...
Dan, can you please talk into the laptop?
So the question was about the LA 13 well modification. Yes, the $25,000 will be utilized to pay a portion of the modifications. The other portion will be paid through contingency and other unused funds. The with respect to the 2023 lower aquifer monitoring improvements, what's being proposed, and we'll cover it later, is to actually prioritize the available funding in 2023 to the construction of a new monitoring well. The BMC staff felt that a new dedicated monitoring well, where we get to pick its location, was a better use of the available funding than modifying existing wells where we're limited to their existing locations.
Thank you. Okay.
That's a really good question, because I kind of had this similar question comment about that. But why don't we go to public comment first, and then we'll bring that back with my comments on the suggestions. We'll move to public comment.
If you'd like to make public comment on the consent agenda and you're online, please raise your hand. And if you're in the boardroom, please come up to the laptop. There's no public comment online. Oh, I'm so sorry. There is a public comment. I apologize. Go ahead, Becky. I'll have you go first.
Okay. Becky McFarland again. And correct me if I'm wrong on this. So we're talking about your report right now?
It's number six, the 2022 budget registry. So
okay. Okay, because I was looking at your report while you were talking. So
it's the invoices that are going to be paid.
Okay. I say you probably should pay them. Thank you.
All right, Patrick, you just have to unmute yourself.
Thank you. I just wanted to ask everybody on the board there, please do talk into your laptops, because you're very hard to understand if you're not doing so. If you're looking at somebody else or looking away from your laptop, we won't hear you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Patrick.
There's no other public comment online.
Okay, there's no other public comment in the room either. So bringing that back and with Chuck's question, I had a similar comment about that with just adding to, we don't necessarily have to do it on this budget, but in 2023, when we talk about that one, I thought I'd bring it up now, because I had that uncertainty too, like what did we authorize and where, what budget group is that coming from? So maybe if we put like a little footnote next to that, and then down below, we put that description of where that money has been reallocated to, what that project is. And that way we can look at it every month during our meeting, and we won't have to go back to understand it. And then, also adding a column that would be our committed funds. So out of this, just using the one that Pat that was brought up, the lower aquifer, how much of that has been authorized or allocated, and then really how much is remaining? So we have our remaining budget, but we don't know what part of that's been committed. I think it'll help us track our expenditures and what funding is still available throughout the year.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So bringing it to the board for a motion.
I move to approve the consent calendar, items 6A and 6B. Second.
Okay, we have a motion and in a second. It's approved. Roll call. I don't think so on the consent agenda.
Only if there's an action like a resolution.
Yeah.
And change the.
So all in favor?
Yeah.
I think we still need a vote.
Yeah, we need a vote.
So all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, moving to item 7, public comments not appearing on the agenda.
If you'd like to make a public comment and you're online, please raise your hand. And if you're in the boardroom, come up to the laptop. I'll do boardroom first. Okay, seeing none, I'm going to go to online. Patrick, you just have to unmute yourself.
Thank you very much. Patrick McGibney, the Los Osos Sustainability Group. We now have PFAS and pharmaceuticals polluting our water basin along with the chlorides and nitrates. And I'm interested in knowing what the BMC plan is to combat these pollutions. The Regional Water Quality Control Board will be presenting on December 8th and 9th, a comprehensive regional and statewide PFAS update in the form of a staff report and presentations by regional and state water board staff. It will provide context regarding the scale and extent of PFAS issues we are facing and the significant efforts being taken to prioritize stepwise and coordinate fashion to assess the problem, its sources, and determine appropriate follow-up actions. And I hope all will be listening to that, and their agenda will be posted on November 28th. Thank you.
There's no further public comment online.
Becky McFarland again. I wanted to read a paragraph from Dan Carl to Trevor Keith, our County Planning Department head, talking about our water basin. Every time I read this, I mean, it really grabs me what he says, and I'm not sure why some people don't take what the Coastal Commission says as being right. But anyway, here goes. Dear Mr. Keith, the purpose of this letter is to highlight issues of mutual concern as they relate to the proposed development in the community of Los Osos. As the county is well aware, including from the county's designation of an LCP resource management alert level 3 for water, blah, 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 and from the 2015 designation by the Department of Water of the Los Osos groundwater basin as a high priority basin, due to its condition of critical overdraft, there is insufficient water supply to serve even existing development in Los Osos without coastal harm, including where an overdrafted ground basin can adversely impact sensitive natural resources such as wetlands, marshes, and on and on. As well as adversely impact coastal priority uses such as ag and low-cost visitor-serving development. I think we don't talk much about the environment at the Basin Management Committee, but it is important because our aquifer supports our environment. In recent research on housing and rentals in Los Osos, I became aware of homestays. And while vacation rentals have a cap of 50 and are currently at 48 permits, homestays have no cap. And there's currently 68 that have been ministerially permitted. That's over the counter. Just go in and ask for it. Why is this pertinent to the Basin Management Committee? Because the county persists in adding water use to our critically overdrafted basin. These tourist lodging homestays are not required to notice their neighbors, nor do they come before LOCAC if they're not in the coastal appealable zone. I think the committee should be aware of all the reasons that we aren't meeting any of our basin metrics. This, along with other permits being issued by the county, is essentially shooting the BMC in the foot. I believe that the BMC should be questioning county planning on their counterproductive push for more tourist lodging in our town. It will be years until the intertie is done and decades before a desal plant is built in the South County. Thank you.
There is no more public comment in the room.
And there's no more online.
Thank you. You want to respond to any of those in all the
Yeah, I mean, there weren't really any questions for the BMC necessarily. I guess another question about PFAS, but the rest of it would seem more statements.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, thank you. All right, we'll close public comment and move to the executive director's report. Item 8.
Thank you, Acting Chair Zimmer. Pleased to present the November BMC Executive Director's Report. As always, I will just highlight the items where we've got new information and then be available for any questions from the directors and or the public. So just starting at the with funding and financing, the SGMA implementation grant, this is a grant opportunity that's currently available through the Department of Water Resources. There's been a number of questions about Los Osos's potential eligibility for this grant, the second round of this grant program. BMC staff is looking into those eligibility potential. It's complicated. It has to do with the designation of the Los Osos Basin as being critical overdraft, but also being very low priority, as well as I believe it's related to the date at which the Los Osos adjudication actually occurred and some ambiguities there. So we're looking into it. If there's a potential to pursue funding through that, and likely, and you know, and ideally DWR support, then that's something that the BMC might consider. But no definitive answers on that at this point. The next item for an update, just kind of a recap, sustainable yield estimate at the last meeting, the BMC unanimously established the sustainable yield at 2,380 acre feet, retaining the sustainable yield from 2022. The Los Osos Basin Well Database Project, Clee Terrace Geologists is in the process of developing that database and anticipates completion before the end of the year. It's not in my executive director's report, but I did want to give an update on the lower aquifer nitrate investigation. At the last meeting, the BMC approved contribution of funding to support the lower aquifer nitrate investigation. That investigation is ongoing, and Clee Terrace Geologists is working with the well owners to get permission, and if permission is approved, to perform additional water quality sampling in support of that investigation. Lower aquifer monitoring evaluation at the September meeting, as was discussed earlier, the BMC approved funding for modifying LA-13 or the LOCSD's Farrell well to improve its ability to monitor the lower aquifer. That work is proceeding and anticipated to be complete before the end of the year. Program C adaptive management evaluation. Clee Terrace Geologist has completed their evaluation and prepared a draft technical memorandum evaluating the ability for the Program C wells to increase the sustainable yield for the basin. That will be reviewed at the staff level and then brought to the BMC after the staff has had a chance to review and comment. The funding and financing, we had a agenda item at the last meeting that presented a flow chart for the kind of key decision points and estimated costs for moving forward with a JPA and or a formal funding mechanism for BMC, both monitoring and management activities and or potential capital projects. The BMC directors provided input to staff to continue to investigate the specific components of the and costs and benefits of the different organizational and funding structures, and to bring that back at a future meeting. So BMC staff is continuing to work on that, and that'll be an agenda item sometime in 2023. And I believe those are the updates from the executive director's report.
Okay, thank you. Sorry. Thank you. We'll bring it back to the board. Any questions from the board? Yep. All right, we'll open it to public comment.
If you'd like to make a public comment and you're online, please raise your hand. And if you're in the boardroom, please come up to the laptop. Patrick, just unmute yourself, please.
Thank you very much. Patrick McGibney, the Los Osos Sustainability Group, commenting on water conservation update found in the director's report, where it says rebate update, average indoor water use usage for 2019 was estimated to be 40 gallons per person per day and remains at that number currently. I'd like to know where this number comes from. Property water use meters the combination of indoor and outdoor water use. How do you separate the two? What percentage is allocated for outdoor use, and what hard data supports that metric? What part of the basin does the 40 gallons per day represent? Recently, we learned Golden State users use between 60 and 80 gallons per day per person. Why isn't there a conservation plan for the whole basin? We should all be using the same amount per person. Please keep these questions noted. They're not rhetorical, and I would like an answer for those. But moving on, if the current extraction rate for domestic water use is accurate, of around 1,000 acre feet per year, and if our population is between 14 and 16,000 people, our sustainable water use would be between 55 and 63 gallons per person per day for both indoor and outdoor water use. And that's only if current extraction rates are correct, including both ag and private wells. But without these wells being metered, it is all guesswork. Our community needs a conservation plan with limits and penalties. That's what will help save our basin. Now back to those questions. We would all like to hear answers on those. Thank you very much.
All right, Emily, you just have to unmute yourself.
Hi there. I just wanted to second what Patrick had to say, and I want to thank the CSD employees for getting water conservation messages out there on your Facebook page. And I put those forward on our Los Osos for Good Governance and Association of Neighbors that are suing the county, as I'm sure you are all aware, on issues of guest houses. That aside, my question is, how are you going to get that message out there further? I will tell you that I've worked as a consultant for PUC, East Bay MUD, other counties and jurisdictions, both incorporated and unincorporated throughout the state. And it's a pretty known quantity that you've got to get, you know, retail establishments involved with floor talkers, shelf talkers, seat talkers in the carts. You need to make this available everywhere. That's how we're going to get to basin sustainability, is through a combined education effort of both, you know, nonprofits. You've got Patrick's work, you know, neighborhood associations, et cetera. I also try to get this, because I do consider it an emergency, out through our Fire Safe Council local group. I think we have to step it up. So thank you for your work. And I think we have to do more, because those statistics that Patrick mentioned of 61, and this information came in through log, the 61 to 85 gallons per day with Golden State Water. I can tell you as a customer of Golden State, I mean, we have done everything that we could possibly do to our home to save water. And we're down to one CCF between two people. You know, in 2020, we were using, you know, 3 to 4, but we hadn't gone as far as we're going now. We're distributing recycled IBC tanks. You know, I'd like to see my government working, you know, with us to get this word out there, and also the commercial entities. It's not hard to do. It costs money. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
There's no further public comment online.
Okay. We're going to bring public comment to the board or to the in person.
Not close and personal to the board. Becky McFarland, once again, I echo what Patrick asked about the numbers of gallons per day. I had read the same numbers from the CSD and from Golden State Water, so I'm not sure. So again, we'd like clarification on that. And then maybe Beth could tell us about what S&T's numbers are. At a recent meeting, I believe it was September, members of the public were chastised by Supervisor Bruce Gibson for wasting the committee's time by asking questions. He stated that this was a business meeting. Could you please clarify about questions to the BMC? Bruce said we should email the appropriate people ahead of the meeting, which I did this morning, and Ron got right back to me. So thank you, Ron. I appreciate that. In my last comments, I would have asked questions about how the BMC is communicating with the county on guest houses, vacation rentals, and homestays. And as the vacation rental ordinance is addressed in the report, I'd like some clarification on that. How does the BMC, are you keeping track? Are you saying, what are you guys doing? You're just handing out these permits for little, you know, hotels in people's houses. In addition, it would be important to look at the water use in tourist lodging of any kind. That could be done by Ron, as he did in his preparation in his white paper on studio apartments in the city of SLO. I'm not recommending that any names or addresses be used, but it should be looked at, and not only vacation rentals, but the homestays, a number of which operate as vacation rentals. So I think that's pretty important with so many of them in town, and they just keep passing them out. So how are you going to know? I mean, they're not telling LOCAC. I believe they're probably not telling you either. So thank you on that.
Thank you, Becky. Okay, we'll bring it back to the board for discussion. Any discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to respond to a couple of comments or questions, really. There was a question about the, thank you, Acting Chair Zimmer. The 40 gallons per day estimate of indoor water use per person. And that's a good question. I think that's one that maybe even predates my role as the 2019 estimate involved. But I assume that we're estimating that based off wastewater flows observed at the Los Osos Water Recycling Facility, and then dividing that by some estimate of population within Los Osos. But I'll look into that, because I think it would be informative to update that if we have seen significant changes in flow rates at the wastewater facility. You know, to Patrick's point, it's a good one. That's just indoor water use, and there are no mandated ratios or, you know, between indoor and outdoor water use. So it's really just one piece of the puzzle, but I think it can be an informative metric in terms of at least how well are we doing with our indoor water use efficiency. I'll look into that and try to bring something updated back to the next BMC meeting. There were a number of questions about or comments about gallons per capita per day used by the individual purveyors. I guess I'm not aware of the origin of those numbers, so I can't speak to them, but
but another good metric to track if there's a way to do that. And then communication about water conservation, some comments on that. The BMC doesn't have any currently allocated funds with respect to water conservation communications or programs. I think that it's really at this point in the BMC that's being left up and managed by the individual purveyors, which I think in some ways makes sense because the purveyors are the ones that need to meet and comply with state mandates for water consumption on a per capita or other basis. But, you know, something that obviously could be discussed a bit further. So those are my comments and responses.
Okay, thank you, Dan. Any further discussion from the? Oh, yeah. I can just, it'll take just a second. Maybe this one open right here. Maybe this is the talking seat.
Yes, this is Blaine Reilly with the County of SLO. Just a quick update, Dan. The SEMA implementation grant, round two, those grants were applications were originally due November 30th. That has been extended now to December 16th, still if and try to put together an application, there's not a whole lot of time left, so
understood.
So yeah, that's all I want to say.
Actually, that did trigger, so there was a question about communication between the BMC and county planning, and I was sad that there has for probably about the last year now been consistent monthly meetings with BMC party staff, including BMC staff, meaning myself, and county planning representatives, in an effort to really improve the communications between those parties with respect to land use issues that affect low social.
This is committee member Cecenia. In terms of water conservation, aren't we waiting for a Madeus report, something from the county that would help us direct efforts, because it's going to maybe take a hard look at what is left in terms of conservation potential. So I think once that report, which we've been waiting for a while, is finally released, you'll see some more energy around this this topic. Thank you.
Okay,
yeah, that's a good point, Chuck. Just regarding Golden State's numbers, so those numbers are posted on our webpage. I'm not sure where Patrick he mentioned where he got them, but I'm not familiar with that. But they are on our webpage. We are in stage two of our water shortage contingency plan, which authorizes conservation, and I think that is within our purview and what we really need to focus on in this committee here, and so would definitely open up any opportunity to have a joint messaging or something like that, if that would help. I know we've had community meetings in the past, and actually a little bit disappointed in the turnout of those. Maybe we didn't do a good enough job promoting them, but we spent a significant resource and time trying to get the community to come out, and of course, the people that are paying attention come, and then weren't really impactful of the audience we were hoping to target. So I think, there was the comment about messaging and education. That's definitely the key. And I think maybe in some future items, we'll bring some messaging and ideas back to the board. Did want to bring out just a small little typo in your under the Program C, Adaptive Management Evaluation, it was the status of the BMC initiatives. You mentioned an October 19, 2023 meeting. It really should just be October 19, 2022. I think it's the beginning of the second sentence there. If we answer the other questions, I think that's it for me. Thank you.
Yeah, good catch. I'll update that, Mark. And yeah, to the comments about community participation, that sounds like maybe there have been dedicated water events in the past. I mean, one of the things I observed, you know, participating in the recent Oktoberfest, there are a number of and other kind of existing ongoing community events that maybe could be leveraged as opportunities to spread the messaging around conservation, because those events do tend to be well attended. So, and I think actually Golden State was in attendance at that event. So it's great to see you guys engaging with the community in that way.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. We'll move to the next item. It's an action item. It's our calendar 2023 BMC budget. I'll turn it over to you, Dan.
Yeah, thank you, Director Zimmer. So this is a follow-up item from the calendar 2023 budget item that we had at the last meeting. The goal here really for this item is to approve a calendar year 2023 budget, as well as proposals from BMC staff to enable BMC staff to really hit the ground running in the new year. And so what we have here, it's not really a lot of new information. Really, we have a baseline budget of services, which I characterize as budget items 1 through 6 that are kind of essential for the BMC operations, and then really 2 additional, significant budget items for consideration for approval. The one is the new Skyline monitoring well. We've discussed this a number of times. This is an opportunity, I believe, a very significant opportunity to leverage some grant funding from the National Estuary Program and a BMC funding contribution to construct a new dedicated monitoring well that could replace the Rosina well, a key well, a well that's double counted in our chloride metric, but has challenges due to the fact that it's a production well and it has borehole leakage. And so this new dedicated well could replace that well in that metric, potentially others, and really provide us high quality, reliable data on the status of seawater intrusion in that area of the basin. And then the other item is the Los Sosos Creek stream gauge rating curve. Some initial work was done in 2022. The unused budget is being proposed here for 2023, really with the hope that we will have the opportunity, meaning we get significant rainfall that induces flow in Los Sosos Creek, and that Cleitheris geologists can get out there and collect data on the flows in the creek relative to the water level and the stream gauge, and develop an accurate rating curve that can then be applied to all of the historic water level data we have for that rain gauge, and then create a much more accurate data set around flow in Los Sosos Creek that can be an input into the transient groundwater model and any other hydrogeologic analyses that the agencies would want to perform. Covered those. So then that brings us to a budget as shown here. Again, this is a same overall budget that was included in the last month's agenda packet. It would have a subtotal of $336,500. Including a 5% contingency would bring the 2023 budget to $353,325. And then just finally, additionally included in the agenda packet, actually let's just stay here, so that is the proposals for executive director services, preparation of the 2022 annual report, and completion of the 2023 groundwater monitoring program. So that concludes my presentation for this item.
Thank you, Dan. Any questions from the board?
This might be asking for too much clarification, but you used the word both sufficient and significant rainfall in terms of what we need to be able to generate data from that stream gauge. Do you have any idea how much rain it'll require to get data that we can use?
I am very sorry, but we weren't able to hear your question. Could you please repeat it?
All right. I was just wondering if we had any idea of how much rain it would take to generate significant data, usable data for the strain gauge project.
Yeah, no, that is a good question. I think I don't actually, to be honest. It would be interesting. Potentially there's data out there that how much rainfall we would need to kind of generate a base flow in Los Osos Creek. And Spencer Harris could probably provide a much better answer. I guess all I could add is, you know, it's not just quantity, but it's kind of time too. So a number of factors go into that. But I think if we were able to get, even if we had a high intensity, short duration storm, that would have the potential to generate flow and could create an opportunity to go out and collect a data point. But yeah, in terms of base flow, I don't have a good answer for that, but I would like to know. So I'll look into that.
Okay. So yeah, Blaine Reilly, the County of SLO. Dan, just one thing I would request that maybe you look into, you can develop a synthetic rating curve on a stream. It's done sort of all the time using, standard hydraulic modeling tools, and that way that rating curve could be developed quickly and then used for the transient model, for the purposes of the transient model. And then somewhere down the road, when we do get a good wet season, we could always come back in and build that rating curve based on actual flow data. So that would be a request.
Yeah, no, that's good input. Yeah, we could develop a synthetic curve and then improve upon it when we have, the ability to go measure real world data. Yeah, good input.
Okay, no questions, no further questions. So we'll open it to questions from the audience.
If you'd like to make a public comment and you're online, please raise your hand. And if you're in the boardroom, come up to the laptop. Charlie, you just have to unmute yourself.
Yeah, my name is Charlie Cody. I'm a shareholder at S&T Mutual Water Company. And I have a comment on page one of this item 9A in the first row of the table on page one. In the description of the new Skyline monitoring well with an anticipated cost of $85,000, there's a phrase in here that indicates that this well would replace the LA-10 Rosina well in the chloride metric. My concern is that a unanimous vote of this on to approve this agenda item might be construed as a vote to change important BMC policy with respect to the calculation of the chloride metric. And I would appreciate the board a discussion about this and perhaps in the motion to approve this, making it clear that you're not approving a change to the important BMC policy regarding the calculation of the chloride metric at this time. I would hope that you would reserve judgment about that after watching the data from this new monitoring well for a few years before you approve a change in the chloride metric calculation policy. Thank you very much.
There's no further public comment online.
Okay. What a in-person comment?
Becky McFarland. I'd like to see in the budget something set aside for water basin education and outreach. And I'd like it if Mark could share how much it costs for Golden State to be at the Oktoberfest. It would be great to see all the purveyors at one basin booth where you're all there and maybe you guys could take turns, but it would be good to see all of them represented there. And also, there's going to be a family fun day at the community center coming up in December, and that might be a great place to have a little booth or do something there. Also, in regards to stream monitoring, I can't remember if I sent it to some of you or not, but there was an eye-opening article about the lack of stream monitoring happening all over California. There used to be a lot of stream monitoring gauges, and it sounds like most of them are not in operation. I'd like to see us have the best we could on Los Osos Creek, because that's where recharge happens in our aquifer. Thank you.
I do have one more public comment online.
Okay.
Deborah, you can just unmute yourself.
Yes, hi, thank you. Deborah Howe with LOCAC. I'm very encouraged by this idea of outreach and talking to the community about ways to conserve their outdoor watering. And I'd like to ask the water purveyors if they would provide opportunities for people who are perhaps on a fixed budget to, for instance, replace their old outdated watering clocks with more updated watering clocks that have rain sensors, or assistance in replacing sprinkler heads with drip systems, and also including information about native plants that would be more appropriate for our climate. So if you could, you may already have things like this, but I would really like to talk it up within the community to let people know that that is a resource for them and start to make these changes. Thank you.
All right, Emily, you just have to unmute yourself.
Just one small tweak, and I'm sure everyone realizes it to what you were saying, Deborah, is it's not just, I mean, outdoor usage has long been the largest usage, but there are so many things that can be done and educated upon for indoor water usage too. And I think the CSD has been trying to message some of that on Facebook. I'm not seeing a lot of success there, but these are the type of conversations that need to be had with the public, because right now, I mean, between Becky and myself and then other neighbors who are kind of catching the bug, we're sharing that out there and people want to talk about it. What else can I do? I can't get below 4 CCF. And I'm sure, you know, for Golden State, that's like, oh, well, we're recommending you be at 8 CCF. It is possible. I mean, it also goes hand in hand, which Ron Munns, you should know, with emergency preparedness around fire and reducing fuel loads. And yeah, native plants is part of that, xeriscaping, et cetera, and rocking in around our homes. So would love to see more of that. So many people are already working on this at a grassroots level, but there are other organizations hand in hand that do consider water an emergency and water availability. And we'd love to see our government working, you know, towards helping fund those efforts and ideating on that, because I'm not aware that any of you have been an actual sustainability manager, but we're out here. And certainly we have lots of ideas to share. Thanks.
There is no further public comment online.
Okay, thank you. I'll bring it back to the board for discussion. Any further discussion? I have a couple things. So just regarding the 2023 proposed budget, the separation of the legal, appreciate that being a separate line item. It is a new item on our budget that we approved this year. And just want to kind of bring up, you know, since it is new and trying to get used to it and how it's going to be utilized, we didn't have a lot of clarity on that. I think there was some needs, and so we recognized that and approved a small amount for that. Just want to make sure that, you know, what we did is also condition that there's a $5,000, like at your discretion type, for, you know, if you want to do something larger, you bring it back and we talk about it. And then the skyline monitoring well. This is a great project for us. One of my thoughts when I was reading it, though, is that this is for actual, you know, environmental clearance, design and construction. Do we think we can get that done in a year? Because I just recall the last one that we did. I think we had a parcel already set aside for us, and it still took us a while to get through that. I want to say it took us a couple of years at least to get through that. So my concern is that we won't complete it in this year. And so do we want to recognize that in a way that maybe we go for the permitting and design this year, secure the grant funding for construction in the following year? Was just something I was kind of thinking about, but I don't know. I mean, so what happens if we approve this budget, we don't go through construction, we would simply ask for that money again in the following year? Because I thought we can't carry funds over from year to year, right? So we have to.
The BMC current budget structure doesn't allow us to carry funds over year to year. Now we are investigating ways to potentially modify that. It would allow for that capability. But there would also be a question about the National Estuary Program funds being available next year. I'm not sure how strict their timelines are for those funding sources. I think some of the conversations did indicate they might have additional funding available in future years, that so maybe we could partner with them in the following year. I think the thinking amongst staff is that we could get this done in a year, you know, building off the lessons learned and, you know, the permits obtained for the Lupin requested by the sea monitoring well. But the point, it's a good point, is that we need to get on it as soon as possible because it could potentially be a lengthy approval and bidding construction process. So I think the goal would be to get it done in 2023, but, you know, we would continue to provide updates to the BMC as we progressed if we thought that wasn't going to be achievable.
Yeah. Okay. And then just another comment was on the Cleith Harris increase. I see there is an increase in his service. I looking at some of the other hydrogeologist work that Golden State participates in, his rates are good, and we appreciate that. But there is an increase. I didn't really see, you know, clarification on what the increase was covering. I don't really have a concern with his overall price, but I think if we're increasing, I always had in my mind that it was going to get easier, not more difficult. So everything's gone up. I understand that, and so maybe in a future proposals, if he is going to increase his cost, he highlights that out, or if he did, I didn't see it. And then my last comment was the creek stream gauge. I think Blaine brought up a really good recommendation of how to complete that this year, but I know it's been on our budget for many years and we just haven't had the right conditions. If we aren't successful in completing that project, I just want to be sensitive to reallocation of those funds. We need to get this project done, and I'd rather postpone it for the following year if we can't, but not necessarily just want to be considerate of reallocation of those funds, because our past performance, we haven't been able to complete it. So I don't think we're going to, I should be more optimistic, but just looking at our track record on that one. So maybe, you know, coming back in a future item at the beginning, we look at what is the criteria, or if the recommendation by Blaine is a viable way to achieve the data that we need.
That's the point of clarification, I guess. Do we want to hold off on approving? Are you indicating we hold off or until we have more information? Or I guess, well, I'll let the directors continue to discuss them.
you can provide direction. But I guess a little clarity would be helpful.
Yeah. All right. Hello, this is Director Beneke, and I want to kind of go back to the same thing Mark was saying about the monitoring well. It's going to be a task. It's going to be a big investment of time and money. And I'm curious if there's been any consideration given, especially now that we know we have PCPs and contaminants of emerging concern, PFAS in the aquifer. Have we considered as a basin management committee identifying a location that would be beneficial for us to monitor those? And that's all.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would say in response to Director Reneke's questions, you know, the proposed location of the Skyline well has really been targeted around seawater intrusion detection. And I don't know that we've taken into account all of the other different, you know, potential contaminants that we may want to be monitoring in the siting of that well. I would say the other component of siting that well is also just finding a place where you can put the well. Siting wells is a lot harder than you would initially think, based on my experience. You know, just finding public a right of way or land that you can purchase or get easements on, it can be a challenge. So I think it's kind of, but it's been primarily sited at that proposed location for those two reasons, that I think there is public right of way there. And it is really in a right spot for seawater intrusion. With respect to the other contaminants, I think it's probably a broader evaluation. You know, I think, you know, when we want to look at PFAS and other things, you know, we have a number of wells that we use for production and other things that could provide potentially very valuable information with respect to those, the presence of those in the aquifer. I think where it's the challenge we have is really targeting specific zones at the right places for seawater intrusion, because it is such, it is a kind of a transient dynamic situation. So, but it's a good comment, and we can look at those other considerations when considering siting for the Skyline well.
Okay, thank you, Dan. Sure.
I'm Chuck Cicinialoso, so CSD. I think that we just move ahead with monitoring well. I mean, and hope that we can get it done. I don't know what else to say, but I want to hold back on that. In terms of Mr. Cody's comment, it's my understanding that we intend to replace the Rosina well with the new Skyline monitoring well for use with evaluating the criteria, but we're not changing criteria, any kind of criteria at this point. That's my understanding of this whole approach to this well. It's with the intent of using it when we evaluate the criteria, but we're not changing criteria at all, I think.
Yeah. I would agree that's the intent. To Director Cody's point, you know, and maybe we can add it, but, you know, we could consider adding an additional word to kind of just, you know, make sure that those two things aren't directly connected. So construction of the new monitoring well on Skyline Drive, to insert the word potentially replace, you know, the LA-10 Rosina well and the chloride network. Yeah, I think would, if, at least from my perspective, would help address that and avoid that confusion.
Yeah. I would even suggest the verbiage being construction of the new module well on Skyline Drive, period, and then just strike to replace the LA-10 Rosina well and chloride network.
Yeah. Dan, can you repeat that question into the microphone, please? So sorry.
We're getting our exercises here.
Blaine really was slow counting. I was just going to make a suggestion that the committee consider editing the language in attachment one in the budget for item number seven, the new Skyline Monitoring Well, to read construction of a new in the comments, construction of a new monitoring well on Skyline Drive, period. And then just strike the rest of that sentence that says to replace the LA-10 Rosina well in the chloride metric. And then there's no suggestion that that there's a commitment to replace the one well.
Yeah. And so does that include a motion to approve the rest of it with that amendment? Is that?
That would be my motion, yes. Okay. With that one revision.
All right. I'll second that. Okay. So, Laura, did you catch the motion and the second from the motion?
I only heard the motion. Can you please tell me who the second was?
It was Chuck.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. And the budget's approved.
Vote or?
Yes, we need to vote for that one.
Yeah. I don't know. We need roll call, so let's just do it. Director Reinicke? Director Reilly?
Yeah.
Director Sasena?
Yes.
Director Zimmer?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passed.
Okay. That moves us to our last item, adjournment. We'll bring the meeting to adjournment. Thank you.